It's June of 66, the heat of the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Perhaps some barefooting would be nice. Here's Robert Parker.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefooting. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefooting. She was barefooting. She was barefooting. She was barefooting. Hey, little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. Henry, he said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I stole your stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. It was barefooting.
More sports in June 66. Miami edges St. Petersburg in the Florida State League in 29 innings, the longest uninterrupted game in organized baseball. And Sheila Scott completes the first round-the-world solo flight by a woman.
Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives. Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Vic Dana on the radio.
They're not teardrops, just sincere drops. They're I love you drops, 'cause I love you.
'Cause I love you.
They were on my pillow when I woke up this morning. They were on the letter I tried all day to write. And just a little while ago, I saw them falling on your picture as I kissed it goodnight. I love you, drops. I miss you. Hurry home, drops. You've been gone so long, drops. They're not teardrops, just sincere drops that say I'm lonesome and I love you. Heart could hurt the way it hurts for you. Never lived so many lifetimes in a week. Why don't you come back to me the way you said you would, and kiss these little crystals off my cheek. You drops, hurry home, drops. You've been gone so long, drops. They're not teardrops, just sincere drops that say I'm lonesome and I love you.
I love you.
They're not teardrops, just sincere drops that say I'm lonesome.
June 66, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever closes at the Mark Hellinger Theater in New York City after 280 performances, and Skyscraper closes at the Lunt-Fontaine after 248 curtain calls. One of the tunes from the original Broadway cast recording is named Occasional Flight of Fancy.
It's a sort of a twist. You're a day somnambulist. You walk away from underneath your hat.
Oh, but everyone daydreams. It's part of the human condition.
That's right, Miss Allerton. But they don't do it all the time.
Well, I certainly don't do it all the time.
It could be just a crutch, but you're dreaming much too much. We'll have to regulate your thermostat.
Are you trying to tell me I'm a nut doctor?
No, I'm the nut doctor. You're a nut patient.
Well, you'll just have to excuse me, but I don't think any of you know what you're talking about. What's so abnormal about imagination? What's so peculiar about preoccupation? What's so eccentric about and makes it such a crime if I'm a person who runs away from troubles and hassles, preferring to spend the day in Spanish castles? What makes a dreary world seem bright? An occasional flight of fancy. Some people get the shakes without their coffee breaks.
They miss a cup, they're screaming.
Right, some gather nervously to sip a cup of tea.
A cup of tea's daydreaming.
If I start drifting away, I beg your pardon, but I love lifting away just like a kite. So why in the world should anyone look askance at the fun and delight of a perfectly innocent occasional flight of fancy?
While others stay in their ruts,
I love to wander.
While others keep to their huts,
I'm somewhere yonder.
And if the pressures become
a little bit too tight.
I might take off on a mental cruise to hideaway places where lovers I pick and choose seek my embraces.
And is it dreaming well?
Not quite. An occasional flight
of fancy. Some people cure their ills by taking lots of pills.
I think that my way's wiser. A dream or two a day can get me through a day.
What better tranquilizer?
If I start drifting away,
you have a pardon.
But I love lifting away, just like a kite.
So why in the world should anyone look askance? Constantly dreaming without any break. You're dreaming asleep and you're dreaming awake. But in your condition you have a permission to take an occasional flight of
The Mind Benders are going to bend your mind as we're reviewing all of the memories and the music from June of 66.
When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, you can turn me on to.
In June 66, Roy Orbison's wife dies at age 25 when her motorcycle is hit by a truck. And Janis Joplin plays her first gig at the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco.
Green grass round my window. Young leaves that the wind blows. Yes, it's springtime, golden sunshine. And we're glad, my little love and I, now that summertime is nigh. Carefree, kissing couples, dream away all their troubles. Cause it's springtime, golden sunshine, while the summer long. We will love the summer long.
where accordions, banjos, and hearts go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
Comes that popsicle man.
Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti frutti, and a grape that's fine.
Buy
one for me and one for my chick.
A lot of good eating on a popsicle stick.
Popsicle.
If you want to
keep cool, it does a trick.
And it comes on a stick. Sticks to build a popsicle house.
Popsicle.
If you want to keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick.
At the movies in June 66, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor headlined the cast in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? The Blue Max is being screened. And Dick Van Dyke stars in Lieutenant Robin Crusoe, USN. John Beck is lead singer for a Los Angeles garage rock quintet named The Leaves. And it's their only appearance on the Top 40 as they sing a tune penned by Jimi Hendrix.
Shoot them boys.
It's the Vogues on the radio as we're spinning the hits from our feature month,
June 1966.
Yes, it's true, for most of my life I spoke the devil and I did my best to dodge anything that looked at all like work. I was prone to standing on corners, smoking cigarettes and talking about anything that I didn't know. Just a little bit harder and a little bit older. And I was thinking colder, fighting, lying, cheating, crying. I gave up giving up the forces of evil that were pulling me down. You know I was giving up my ground. Please take me. Touch my hair. You know that you take me there. Take me with you.
At a drunken gig in the UK, the Yardbirds bassist quits the band, and session guitarist Jimmy Page agrees to take over on bass. It's June 66.
A woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost in bitterness. He's lost.
Number nine.
Hey, guess how many songs we have left?
Number nine.
That's right. And you'll want to hear every one of them as we remember June of 1966.
Artie's Time Warp, the best music on record.